You're listening to The Mindful Experiment. Here's your host, Dr. Vic Manzo. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on The Mindful Experiment. So happy that you're here. We're going to be diving into something of the element of greatness. And before we get into all that, this podcast has been released on May 15th. So if you have listened to this before 7 p.m. Eastern time, go in the show notes, join me for a workshop where I'm going to be diving deep into how to let go of resistance to step in the flow and how to align better with your source. It's a great workshop. We're going to do it for about an hour. I'm speaking for at the Coptic Center virtually, and we'll be going ahead and talking about these concepts and so much more. And then you'll have a Q&A question afterwards to where we can, any questions you have, what you had thought about the workshop, things you're trying to work through, and I can give you some tips and so forth. It's going to be a great one. So if you had an opportunity and you're listening to this before that, go ahead and join in, sign up for that workshop. Second, I have a waitlist program. I have a program coming out. Get on the waitlist. I've been talking about this on the podcast. It's called Unlock Your Greatness. It's one of my programs that I've been putting a lot of energy and work into, and I'm very excited to showcase. We are going to be sharing and marketing this starting next week only to those on the wait list. If you're on there, you get a massive steep discount. Don't miss it. There is two parts to it. So you can either do an online class, you do it on your own, or you can do it with group coaching with myself. And we go through it every once a week. We will be then marketing this program to the public, not at the pricing that you guys get. And it should be launching. We'll be launching out the program at the first week of June. So join it. Don't waste time. Even if you don't want to be a part of it, it's fine. Or if you're thinking about it, you're on the fence with it, and you just don't know. This will be great just to take advantage. Because when you sign up for the wait list, you're not obligated to anything. Last but not least, join our Facebook group where I'll be starting to do more of these podcast interviews, either with myself or someone else on there, so we can bring in more of interaction. You can be part of the podcast, be part of the community, and so much more. So go ahead, make sure you go in the show notes, join it. It's a great group. We are growing it, and we're really trying to create this conscious movement and so much more. Today's workshop, today's episode is going to be about the greatness of what you are. Okay. So what is greatness? How do you define the greatness within you? Right? How do you define it? How do you measure it? And I think at some point, the one thing we can never do is to a human being is measure the potential and the power of who we really are. And you'll understand this. I've written this in my books and I talk about this endlessly. I've talked about decoding your matrix, how you can break away from the matrix that holds you down, that doesn't allow you. And it's not like some evil force. It's just, it's the way collective consciousness works. It's all about law of vibration. And so you're taking this, and what is that essence of greatness that you have within? What is it? And how can you express that? How can you align to that? So I'm not going to get esoteric. I'm not going to get spiritually. I'm not going to get into any of that. I'm going to bring some science here. I want to bring in a quantum mechanic principle called the Pauli exclusion principle, okay? It's an interesting principle, but what it states is there are no two things that are identical in the universe, right? There's no two things that can hold space within the universe that are identical. What does that mean for you? There are no two humans that have the same values. There's no two humans that are the same. There's no two souls that are the same. There's no two earths that are the same. There's no two anything of the same. Now, how many souls do you think exist? Now, if you have a religious background, you may look at it just from a human perspective, but we know that the same thing from a cadaver or a dead body of a human to a living human, there's something different there, right? But we can say that with a dog. We say that with a cat. We have the science now to prove that even plants have consciousness. Okay, they've done many studies on this. If you think I'm crazy, go look at a movie. It used to be on Netflix called The Life of Plants, and it will open up your world to understanding how plants have life. So if we just take into that consideration, plus everything else, there is a lot of souls out, you know, that exist. And so when you think about it from that perspective, then you're going, and there's no one else like you. That's power. That's your greatness. That's what you have within. You've always had it. The conditioning of the mind from the matrix and life and so forth in the early years has you started to separate from that and not see it. and thinking, and then we let the world, the rendering information, all it is atoms and molecules that are coming through, and your brain renders that information like a TV does, where a cable goes into the back of it, and you can watch channels and so forth, same stuff. And you're allowing that to dictate your life, and you're allowing that to dictate your value, and you're allowing that to dictate all these other things. That's moving away from the greatness of who you are instead of coming closer to it, if that makes sense. And so what I want to share here is, first, I want to create awareness. I hope I did. I'm not diving too deep in this. I'm going to keep this short, but I wanted to share something to have you just get a glimpse of how powerful you really are. I mean, for me, going through this spiritual journey since I was 19 years old, and when I understood this principle I'm sharing with you, and I started to get it. Now, I understood it mentally, but that doesn't mean you really experientially or got it honed in your energetic field. But when I started to do that, then I was like, what can I not do? What can I not achieve? What can I not experience? Like, I am the one who's dictating that. I'm the one that's saying I can either do something or I can't. And it came to that point over time. I had to learn how to build confidence with this. I had to learn how to practice with things. There's a lot of principles that I learned over time to really hone that in. But I started to look and go, I can create anything that I desire. And when I started to really believe that, all of a sudden I had books that were saying the same thing. I'm reading a book, didn't even expect it to say in there. It says, you can be, do, have anything you want. I learned the be, do principle in park at chiropractic school. At chiropractic school, they had Parker, they had called, I went to Parker University, and it was called Parker Principles. And there were life principles. They weren't like, don't have, do be, be, do have. Now, for me, when I first heard that, I was like, okay, great. But I started to grasp, man, there's something to it. When I understood the law of vibration, when I understood quantum physics, universal laws, when I started to understand neuroscience, when I started to understand how the universe works and how energy works, then I was like, there's something to that. There's actually more truth than I can imagine. I wrote about it in my first book, wrote about it in my third book. I bring up be, do, have often. I work with clients talking about be, do, have often because they're always having do, be. I want to have this. I want to feel this way. I want to have this. I want to have this experience outside, outside, outside. Then I can do, and then I can be the person I want to be. But that's backward thinking. And this is why your greatness, you're never really experiencing it or expressing it. So let's talk about what, how do you then connect to your greatness, right? So we talked about the, I hope I got that point, right? So the first thing I wanted to share with you is your greatness. You're unique. Pauli exclusion principle. There's nothing else out there except you. You're the only thing that exists. It's the only thing that can bring. It takes it not only what you express, and I talked about this in my third book, Decoding the Matrix, not only that you can't express that, but when you do express it, it's not only about your life tapping into your source, you're raising your consciousness, but you're allowing others to do the same. And then it raises the collective overall, it raises the matrix, and we start to see different experiences than what we have been experiencing. You know, people in the spiritual world, spiritual or spirituality, talk about how we're in the moving into the 5D, the new world, and all this stuff. And I tell people, no, we are the ones that move into that. You have to choose it. You have to choose it by doing these things, understanding it's not an out-in mental, it's an in-out, inner world to outer world, inner world to outer world. So it's your state and your being. Now, this is not new stuff. Tony Robbins talks about your state is what determines everything. Joe Dispenza, he looked at things and says, he looks at the brain-heart coherence. We actually have science, and he's using it, and there's other scientists that use it too. They can actually test this to see when you're incoherent. Now, that's when I talk about you being aligned to source. Now, let's define source. Source is a term that makes the most sense for me. Okay. When I plug something into an outlet, I'm plugging it into the source of electricity. Okay. Electricity is the essence, that electricity is an essence of who I really am. That's me. So when I'm plugging into my source, I'm plugging into me, which is also then plugging into God. We're an extension of God. And so when I say a source, you can think of it as a soul, you can think of it as consciousness. The terminology doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Some people get fixed on that. And I tell people all the time, call it what you like, whatever works for you. We all like different words. We gravitate to certain words, whether it's by influence, matrix conditioning, or it's by just something you like. I like source. Well, why do you like source? I heard it a few times and it just made more sense to me. It resonates with my philosophy of life and so forth. And that's why I use source. But when you connect and align to source, you're stepping into that greatness. You're stepping into that power because now you're expressing that out to the world. So how do you know you're doing that, or how can you do that? It's real simple. As a soul, as who you are before you came into this world, there's a natural state. And that natural state is calmness, peace, stillness, joy, and bliss, right? There's a lot of them I have. There's five of the, there's probably more, but these are the five that have really stood out to me. And how do I know this? I've been meditating since I was 19 years old. And through meditation, it has shown me so many different things, way beyond I could ever comprehend. But one of the things I've learned is that when I get really centered to myself, I know when I'm truly connecting to myself, the true essence of who I am, not Victor Manzo here, the observer of the observer, if that makes sense, the actual consciousness of who I am, I always am in a state of peace and bliss and joy. And I'm very calm, like I'm still. Everything's happening around me, but I'm just here. Right. And it's really a lot of Vedic traditions, because they were big time meditators. I always find them amazing because their stuff always resonated well with me. And it's not that, you know, there's a philosophy of life and so forth, but the thing about them that amazes me the most is that quantum physics is actually proving. We finally have the science 4,000 or 5,000 years later to prove what they were saying all along. So a lot of people thought them as crazy. They shoved their information away, you know, religions and all these other things, you know, whatever, created that more divide and separation. But then yet, science is coming around going, they knew some things. How did they know it? We don't know. We don't understand how they knew, but they knew. But the point I'm trying to bring up is that essence of who you really are, how to connect. And so for me, it's always been when I meditate, those are the emotions that come. So it's understanding when you're in that place. So how do you know that you're creating resistance? How do you know you're living in resistance? Well, there's a few different things, and I'm going to make it real simple. It's first, number one, is any emotion that is not a positive emotion, you're in your head and you're letting the mind dictate things and trying to control. The way I can explain this is, I love when I hear a client tell me, "Doc, here's what my problem is. Here's the issue I have going on." And I look at them, this is in business coaching, and I'll look at them and I'll say, "Great, it's not, but let's play the game." And so we'll go down a thing and I'll work through things, and they'll come to a point where they're like, "I didn't see that." Because with the mind, because if you really know what your problem is, then you already have the solution. Once you have awareness to the problem, 50 to 90% of that is solved, right? Eckhart Tolle says 90% of the time, a problem is solved, or you're getting close to the solution 90% of the time when you just have awareness to it. So it's one of those things that when you really think about that, if you think you know it, so when you're looking at your life and saying, "Well, this is the problem with my life," it's something deeper. That's a distraction. That is something that's trying to get your mind just looking this way, thinking it knows what it is, because trying to control. And that's not the essence. It's taking a step back and getting back into that feeling of peace, stillness, calm. And sometimes it's hard for people in the beginning. Maybe you need some tools. I need tools. Breathwork and meditation are phenomenal. Breathwork, maybe some soft music, maybe some brainwave therapy, maybe some going to eat an amazing meal, maybe taking a walk in nature. Nature is my sanctuary. Whenever I am imbalanced, I go to nature and it will always reset me. And then, you know, my mind works. I want to learn more about that. So, but it allows me to reset, to get back to the greatness so I can express that upon the world. It can recenter me. And it always does that. It puts me back where I need to be. Okay. And then I'm recentered. I'm connected to source again, because I know when I'm connected to source, source knows things. Source already knows. It knows things are going to work. Things are going to be what you desire. You know, it's connecting to that higher vibration. This is true consciousness at different levels. This is Hawkins' work. There's so many other people I can name, but it's all been proven that if you can come from that state, then you're going to start manifesting more of that, because you only experience, you can never run away from something that you give attention to. So if you focus on lower vibrations, or you focus on things that create lower vibrations, or you get stuck in that realm, you're just going to create more of it, and you're not tapping into your greatness. But when you focus on the positive stuff, then all of a sudden you can start to emit and experience more. This stuff works. So let me share, this is what I teach my business clients. And the reason why, when I first got into coaching and I was telling business owners, I laugh about this because I thought I was selling snake oil. Because they're like, "Wait a minute, you're telling me that I don't have to do anything. You're saying less than 5% of the time I have to do something, maybe 10. And you're telling me that if I just focus on my vibe every single morning and I declare what I declare and then maintain the state and hold it as long as I possibly can, that I'm going to attract things that are going to benefit me?" They thought I was crazy, especially when they're dropping thousands of dollars a month on coaching. And they're like, I don't know what I just invested in. But when they start to get it, then all of a sudden, 40, 50, 60, 70% of the business grows in 6 months, 8 months. You know, and it's some take longer. I don't, you know, I tell them, I'm like, I don't know how this path's going to go. And it's fascinating because when in chiropractic, when it comes to health, it's the same thing. I don't know how it's going to go, but I do know how we're going to, I know that we're going to get there. It's the same concept. And I try to instill that in them that no matter what, you stay in this peace, calm, bliss state. And as long as you stay centered there, you will attract what it is that you need to help you elevate to the next level. Because the fact is this, and the reason why that works, and the reason why it worked, it has worked so well for me and my own life and others, is that when you're really looking at it from that aspect, you're really allowing the process to unfold the way it needs to for you. Because source already knows everything. Your brain doesn't. So you have an option if you want to let your brain dictate everything, your mind, which is very powerful, by the way. But it only can know about 0.0001% of what's out there. Your brain, as powerful as it is extremely limited because of perspective. You can only see things in a certain range. And we have conditioning on the mind, which affects our reticular activating system, which is a whole nother conversation, but it makes you only see things in a certain way. That's why an event can happen and there could be 10 people there and they're all going to have 10 different experiences. It's because of how the reticular activating system filters out the information that's not important, not what you deem valuable. And you only see what you give attention to, or what you deem valuable. Attention is value. So then when you start to do that, then all of a sudden you're like, I saw that in this way, right? And that's why it becomes, hey, doc, this is why I have this problem. And it's like, no, you don't. You're missing the other stuff. This is why I tell people all the time you need coaching and everybody needs a coach. Because, and it's not because I'm a coach, but I say this often because you have blind spots that you are totally unaware of. And it takes a lot of work to become aware of them. Even for myself, it takes a lot of work for me. And I still have them that I'm missing. When I think I know my problem, then I'm like, is that really my problem? Let me go meditate for a little bit. Let me sit in my center place. And then all of a sudden I'll get an affirmation or I'll get a perspective or something will shift. And I go, yep, totally missed that one. And it just happens. It's life. You know, I'm not the type of person who's going to tell you that, oh, I am perfect at every little thing I do. I'm not that person. What I will share with you is that I'm human. I make mistakes just like anybody else. I am expert. I only like to say the word expert. I know a lot of things. I know what I know, but I also don't know what I don't know, and I don't know what I know. You know, we can go down a whole out of that whole rabbit hole. But like I said, the mind doesn't know everything. So the perspective thing, right? You can either think you can go ahead and hone that little piece and think that's what it is, or you can trust the whole process, which opens the door to infinite possibilities. And knowing that your soul source, okay, I'm gonna leave this before we end. Remember I said when you're in alignment with your soul or source, bliss, joy, calm, peace, stillness, right? If you're allowing source, co-create with the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, and you go ahead and you're in alignment with that, those emotions will show up. And when you're truly in there, it'll always guide you to those emotions to experience more for what you need to experience. Because and I don't want to get esoteric spiritual here, but there is a fact that has been accepted worldwide, or to a certain degree, that we all come here for an experience. We're here for a reason. How about that? Let's just go there. I'm not going to get esoteric. We're here for a reason. Your soul knows that you don't, but you can know it through trusting and tapping into that emotion. And this is where in the workshop that I'll be doing tonight and in my program, Unlock Your Greatness, I'm going to go way more in depth because there's something called a surrender process. And I teach people, especially coaching clients, I've been teaching this, how to surrender to it and ways you can do that. So when things come up, you have tools which you can use to navigate to get back into that place. Because remember, the mind, it's a monkey mind. The monkey mind will try to control and think every single situation. It knows your fears. It knows your worries. It evolves with you. So a lot of times people will be like, oh no, my mind, I evolved. I broke my ego. I'm like, no, you didn't. Your ego just got smarter like you did. Your ego just got more upgraded like you did. At every level, there's new things. Like it doesn't, there's no like you achieve a level and that's it. It adapts and grows with you. So it knows your weaknesses. I can say this because starting a whole new chiropractic business again and startup. I've had very, very good success in 11 years. And the growth I had and the experiences and the impact. And I was like, piece of cake. I can start another office. I did this before. I did great before. I can do it again, right? That's my ego. It's funny how it took me back into my first year when I first started mentally and emotionally. And sometimes I'm like, man, but I broke out of it faster. It didn't hold on to me. That was months I would hold on to things. Here, it's like maybe half a day, an hour, 30 minutes, and it's still there. But I've just learned I have tools to help me recenter. And then when I do, I get back in and I tap within and trust the process and allow my greatness to be experienced. And when I just let that harmony, I stay in that place, it works wonders. And I'll share one last thing. This is where, let's say, I'm going to use chiropractic as an example. So when I coach chiropractors, I always tell them that, like, they're like, well, how do I do a report? How should I define a report to a patient so they really understand what's going on, to really share with them the principles of what they have and how I can help them and so much more? And I say, you're thinking too much. I want you to go in there and I want you to talk and I want you to feel. And when you're feeling good within, and there's this like joy and excitement, and there's like a passion coming off you, keep talking and with as that feeling goes. Once you feel that feeling decrease, start looking and paying attention to what you're going through and see how much your mind has taken over and go back into the feeling. That's all I want you to do. This is how I teach closings for chiropractors. And so they'll go ahead and say, okay. And then it takes them a while because they still want to be in their mind. But once they find this harmony, then all of a sudden they're like, dude, my closing rates are going up. Like, people are listening to my message more. I said, no, than that, you're expressing your energy more. You're expressing the uniqueness of who you are more. And when you do that, that sells. Okay. Just the same things. I'm working with an entrepreneur who may be a coach. I had a lady who was doing a cleaning business one time. I had a landscaper at one point coaching. And I've had many different, like 23 now, different professions I've co coached in. And this all works. I'm not an expert in, I'm very well good in chiropractic and any maybe health related industry. But when I took myself outside of that, right, then it was like, okay, well, what do I know? How can I really help them? And I knew I could. And I said, if I could stick to these principles, right, how can I get them to express their greatness? Taught them the same thing. Guess what? It worked. Cleaning business doubled in a year, right? I've had one chiropractor over double in just a month. I've had some people grow 60, 70, 80, 90, 100% in 4, 6, 8, 12 months. I'm not trying to impress you with these numbers. This has nothing to do with me. What I'm trying to share with you is stuff works. I've had people totally get out of relationships. Go into find new ones that were glorious for them, right? I've seen people's health turn around like crazy. And the coaching I do is it always hits the core, right? Everything I teach is universal. So it's the same principles. So I'm trying to impress upon you that these things work. Tap into the feeling, let go of the resistance. It's a lot harder than you think. And know that you have this uniqueness within you. And then it just becomes, well, how do I play a bigger game in this life? That's another podcast episode. Scroll through some of the old ones. You might see some there. Or read my book, Decoding Your Matrix. That'll kind of help you formulate that a little bit. But that's what I got for you guys today. I hope this helped. I wanted to show you what the essence of who you are from a greatness perspective. Where are maybe some of the blocks, right? Begin in our mind, low vibrations. So you have some practical stuff. And then it becomes, well, how do I know that I'm in alignment? Because it's critical. How do I know that? And as long as you just do those three things, solid. So let me know if I can help in any other way. Like I said, if you're interested in my program, join the wait list. You don't obligate to anything. I'll be sharing way more depth than what I just shared here, way more depth than I've shared in previous podcast episodes. Like I said, it's going to be very practical. There's going to be worksheets. You're going to have every tool imaginable. And it may be well overwhelming, which is not a bad thing, but it'll help you to approach this in a way to unlock that greatness that you have within you. Because the time's now. There's no other time except now, the present moment itself. And it's time if you want to shift your future in whatever element that you want. That's the beauty of what I teach. It's all universal. You can do that. Appreciate you for tuning in. If you haven't, subscribe to the podcast. Much love to you. Many blessings. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.